taking stuff with
me. They see you ready to shot God.
I'd like to call the order of the Town of Brule Committee meeting for December 3rd, 2018. Ms. Bourgeois, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard. Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Here. Thank you. In your package, we have the minutes from our regular meeting on November 12, 2018. We made a few adjustments. If you guys see anything, let us know. We can change them.
One comment on that. Just, Chief, please report. When it says that for the month of October, there's a total of 94 listed there. It shows 113 total. Does that mean that within the 94, there's a total of 113, or was that just a misprint?
I'll check it.
All right. We'll look into that. So it's the 113 in question?
It didn't match up with the police.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Check.
We'll check that and make sure
that.
All right, anything else? All right, we'll move to Public Works. I'll read the Public Works update. No drainage problems from the rain events we had. We had 5 skate alarms. All were minor. 0 compliance issues at the sewer pond. That's a good one. 1 culvert program completed on Venzuel Street. We replaced an old pump with a new one at the South LeBove lift station. No incidents in the maintenance department. Christmas decorations were installed. Upcoming, we're going to pull the flags down this week, and Republic bulk pickup will be the week of December 10th. And Republic, we won't have our extra pickup because they do a double pickup for December with the parish contract for Christmas. So we don't pay for that. We don't have an extra pickup there. Anything else on the Public Works? All right, planning and zoning, we had review minutes. We had no quorum, so they didn't have a meeting, right? So
we don't want to put a seat in the book.
They have a key to the book.
They did? Okay. So there's no minutes. Yeah, there's no, Finance Committee, we have bills in your package. Hopefully you had a chance to go through them. If you have any questions, you can get with us on them. Anybody have questions on bills? Questions on? All right, discuss beer and liquor license renewal. In your package, you have the 6 beer and licenses, beer and liquor licenses that we're going to renew next Monday. So if you have any questions or concerns about those, let us know. Or anybody else that we might have missed. I think that's everybody. I don't know of anybody else. So.
The difference between B and A is consuming on the premises.
Basically. Right.
Restaurant versus bag.
All right, any questions on that? Okay, we'll move to Personnel Committee. Discuss 2019 town holidays. In your package, this is the list of holidays that we'd like to have approved. It's the same as it was last year, except, of course, for the date. But it's the same holidays that we took last year. So unless you guys have something you might want to change or add or take out, that's our. We'll vote on that next week. Recreation Committee, anybody have anything? I don't think we have. Police Committee?
No, sir.
Governmental Affairs? Nothing. No other matters. Under Mayor's report, just to let everybody know, I went to the chamber meeting last Wednesday. Wes Watts put up pictures of all the new schools and all the new renovations that they had. The drawing of the new high school looks really nice. So they'll probably you'll probably see that drawing going around town eventually. Also, we had a local person who's not from Brule, but he ran through Brule. Michael Willis ran through Brule. He tried to run 100 miles to raise money for cancer. He made 58 in one day. And I ran with him a couple times, but I just wanted to notice Michael. He's not from here. He lives on Inland Drive, but his sister died when she was really young. Next year in May, he wants to have a 5K through town in Brule here, starting at the park and running through maybe to the levee and back, and he wants to try to raise money for cancer. So I just want to recognize Michael for doing that. That was a pretty good deal. Next week, we will have our audit presentation, so that'll be our regular meeting next week. That's about all I have there. Remarks of personal privilege. Fish?
Real quick. We had about 4.5 hour budget meeting. I'm going to try to go over it in less than a minute.
That'll work.
Less than that?
That'll work.
We will be trying to adopt our budget meeting in first meeting in December, which will be not this Thursday, next Thursday. The budget's got $64 million in revenue, $74 million in expenses. After that, that's a loss of $10 million. We'll still have reserves around $43 million. We've got $9.7 million in streets, including $7.5 million for the 415 connector. We've had that money in there for several years. It has still not been approved by the state with their part. We're going to overlay Emily Drive and finish the Sid Richardson connector road. You mentioned about the garbage contract. The garbage contract expires, I think it expires.
August, I think.
In August or something. We're going to go, my plan is to go out for bid on that because I'm not happy with what we've got. Water line, Don asked me about the water line. We have about $5.5 million in our budget for the water line. Don has always been very vigilant on keeping up with the reserve that's in water district number 2. We will be using all of that money for the capital outlay for the water line, all of it in district 1, which was $5 million. We have in district 2, we have close to $8 million. So about 1.3, 1.4 million out of the 5.5 million is going to come from the fund balances on water districts 1 and 2. We plan on doing a well in 2019 and the 20-inch main. And the South Intercoastal Canal water line should cost, the water well should be about $900,000, and the transmission line will be about $4.2 million. So we still got a few more, Roy probably knows this a lot better than me, we still got a few more people that have not signed the right-of-way waiver or whatever it's called. But we're getting close to it, and hopefully that'll be finished in 2019. So if you've got anything specifically you'd like me to try to find out about for next week, let me know, and I'll go from there. Yes.
They were drilling a test well, is that correct?
No. The well contract time starts today. It's supposed to be through by June 20th. We'll probably be on site in the middle of January to start drilling. So it needs to be through by the middle of June. If the water's found there, they'll make the well, but then we need the pipeline right away to fill the pipeline.
We're pretty close on those right-of-ways. Are they working on them now?
Well, they're working on them at some airs on a couple of pieces of property, which takes a long time to kind of track them all down and signatures they need.
Okay. And I can get the exact numbers if you want me to on what we got left, but I think all the ones that are left are the ones with the airs like we have issues here with. So. All right?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Okay, welcome everyone. Just to get you up to date on where we are on the agenda, we are way to the bottom of the agenda under remarks of personal privilege. Our council member just made his remarks about the parish council. So if anybody has remarks, just to let you know how the rules work, you come up to the podium, name and address, and then you have 5 minutes to speak. And it's no back and forth. It's not, you know, it's just 5 minutes to make your point at the podium. So with that, if anyone has any remarks of personal privilege, they're welcome to come up to the podium and make a statement.
Good evening, everyone. I come as a spokesperson for many of us in the Brule, Addis, Lukeville community to address the incident that happened at Brule Middle with a young man, Isaiah, who we love and appreciate. And we are coming today more or less to address or to get questions. We want the facts. The facts of what happened on this day that even got us to the point of maybe why officers were even called to the office and how this situation was escalated in such a way that it was. And as a Christian and as a mother and as a black female, and as someone who has a son who's at Brule Middle School, it's a situation and watching the video that upset many of us. And we come in peace, but we also come disturbed and upset and confused on how the situation took place. So we come asking questions about the facts and how can we make sure that a situation like this never happens again. Yes, ma'am. Yes. My name is Shaeta, Shaeeta Williams, and I live at 3206 Gladys Drive in Addis, Louisiana. And again, we are coming, again, with the question of how did the situation get to the point of officers coming to the office? Other questions we are addressing is, who was aware of the special needs, the emotional, the just the disturbance that this young man has experienced in his lifetime? We're also asking, you know, what behavior could he have exemplified to aggravate the officers as much as they did? And we do understand there's a legal process. We understand there's a grand jury. But we want to make sure that the next officer that's placed in the school has an understanding, has a relationship not only with the students, but with the parents and with those in the school, that we can not have a situation like this happen again. Those are a few of my questions. A few have also questioned the fact of, where do we go now with this young man? We understand he's in detention at Brule High School. What does this mean as far as getting him back into the normal routine of being at Brule Middle? Is it something that will happen in the future? And if so, what steps are being put in place to make sure that either the school or someone in the community is there to make sure that he gets the proper counseling that is necessary? And not only, we're not just standing here to put all the pressure on the town and the school, because we too have to step up as a community, as a church, to make sure that we're there for this young man and his grandmother. But again, we're here tonight because we want to make sure that nothing like this will ever happen again. And so we want the facts. We want the facts of, we understand they resigned and understand that sometimes happens because they probably would have been fired. I mean, we assume that. But with the resignation, does that mean also that they can be rehired? I don't think it's going to happen here, but somewhere else where other students, not just our own, may be put in a similar situation. Just what's the training and what's the protocol that we're going to move forward with in ensuring the safety of our children, black, white, all of them, rich, poor. And obviously with us being here, sometimes the elephant in the room that many of us may not want to discuss is the race issue. And it's something that many of us, we're not saying that's what it was, but not just in Brule, not just in the state of Louisiana, but this is an issue that's countrywide, nationwide, that has to be addressed and has to be mended. The bottom line is that I think love is the greatest thing of all, but sometimes it's hard to do that when we continue to see the abuse. So we're coming in peace and coming in love that this issue can be rectified. Thank you.
Thank you, Shaeta. I just want to make one comment. I'm sure a lot of people know this and maybe not. We can't comment on the pending investigation and the grand jury that's going to happen on December 13th. So we can't comment on what's going on until that happens. So I just want to make sure everybody's aware of that the comments about the officers, about the investigation, we just can't make those statements. So once the investigation happens and it goes to grand jury, there'll be answers. But until then, we can't comment on that. Okay. Thank you, Shaita. Anybody else? Anybody else? No other comments?
We'll call.
I'm sorry, come up to the mic real quick, just if you want to ask a question. Just state your name and address, please.
Walter Reed. I don't have an address. But when we seen what happened over here, it really upset us across the nation. And you may look and say, why is he wearing a noose? Because the way they treated him, they might as well have hung him. And when we see this, this is an American issue. This ain't no Brule issue. This ain't no Louisiana issue. This is a damn American issue. And when we see this type of policing, this Klan type of policing in these little Klan type of towns, we let that message be clear. We come in peace, but we will also go to war. So we need to look at exactly what's going on in these little Klan type of towns. And for my people, you can't always be afraid not to speak your mind. Speak your mind. It was a damn shame how they treated that young man. And if it was my son, we would already be at war. But we come to let you know one thing. We also have our eyes on Brule.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else? All right. With that, I have a few announcements. All employees and elected officials, we have a harassment training Thursday. Sir, excuse me. Let us finish this meeting, please. All employees and elected officials, we have harassment training Thursday, December 13th at 6 p.m. Sir, we need to finish our meeting. Can you please walk out? We need to finish our meeting.
Down, Pappy,
down.
I don't give a damn about Trump or you crackers.
Thank you, sir. Town hall will be closed Christmas, December 24th and 25th. The town hall will be closed January 1st for New Year's. We have a landmark and heritage meeting January 21st at 6:30. And with that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Andre. Second by Mr. Daigle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Meeting's adjourned.
What you doing?